On Thursdays, we check in with Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter, to catch up on the week in politics. Good morning, Carla.
Michelle, good to be with you.
So Governor Newsom has picked Rob Bonta to take over the attorney general position vacated by Javier Becerra. Can you tell us a bit about Bonta?
Yeah, Bonta's a kind of a historic pick. First Filipino-American in the California state legislature, born in the Philippines. You know, a family has a really interesting history, lived in a trailer near Cesar Chavez, has a history. In the fields and with activism on the progressive side. He is a favorite of progressives and criminal justice reform advocates, somebody who pushed legislation outlawing private prisons and ending cash bail. So had a lot of supporters, but boy, there was a lot of competition for this job. Adam Schiff, Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, a number of others, a lot of speculation. But in the end, Newsom went with Bonta, somebody who is really, at a time in which Asian Americans are facing a lot of violence around the country. I think this was a message on that front, but it was maybe more than that in the sense that with the new recall campaign out there, I think the governor wanted to shore up that progressive Democratic base, make those folks happy as well. So I was there in San Francisco yesterday when this was announced, and a lot of progressives there cheering it on. So Rob Bonta taking the role of Javier Becerra. And in a Biden administration, it's going to be much different. Remember, Becerra had to sue the Trump administration more than 100 times, a lot friendlier face in Washington for Rob Bonta and the help of Kamala Harris, the former attorney general. So he's got a good ride ahead of him, I think.
Now, if he is confirmed, he'll just have a little over a year to be in the position before the next election. Is it likely that he could hold on to it in the 2022 election?
It's a good question because he is so progressive that he could face a challenge from a Republican. I think the Republicans feel that the attorney general slot may be their best to get a statewide office, or maybe a more moderate Democrat. He told us yesterday he's ready for it. It's 1 year and 7 months until that election. He's already got a couple of million in the bank from his past campaigns. So it's going to be competitive. This is a plum seat because the attorney general seat is a springboard in some cases to the governorship, in some cases to the U.S. Senate, and for Kamala Harris to the vice presidency. So highly coveted. And yes, he'll have to work hard to hold on to that seat.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the recall election efforts. It was, I guess, just a matter of time before we heard billionaire Tom Steyer's name in here.
That's right. I mean, we had this story this week. Tom Steyer is the first to actually be polling out there to see himself as a Democratic alternative to Newsom in this recall. You know, Michelle, the Democrats are debating whether they should have a Democrat on that recall ballot if this election goes forward, which it looks like it's going to, and we're going to know in late April. But the fact is, Democrats are saying they have to offer their voters some alternative to what may be hundreds of Republican candidates or candidates on the other side. That Newsom's team is saying no, Democrats should not have anyone on that ballot because they should just vote no on the recall and not support it in any way. So it's a little bit of a debate going on in the Democratic Party, but Tom Steyer, billionaire, ran for president, has talked about running for governor here before, and people have thought he's wanted to run for U.S. Senate. Well, he certainly has the money to make his name known more in California, but I think it's a very controversial move should he get on that ballot. So we're going to see how it plays out. And the governor yesterday, we asked him about it. He did not address Tom Steyer. He just said he hopes he can get all Democrats on board behind him before this recall goes forward.
And is Steyer supporting the recall effort?
No, he doesn't. He's saying, and most Democrats are saying, we don't support the recall, but just in case, I may want to be on the ballot, essentially, is the theme. So that's what Steyer is looking at. How strong are the governor's numbers? And I think Democrats are waiting to see, going into the summer, when these candidates will have to file on that recall ballot, what are his poll numbers going to look like? If they're in the tank, you may see more Democrats jump onto that ballot, and we'll see what happens. Right now, his numbers are right around 50%, so it doesn't look likely that he would be recalled at any time right now.
Let's talk a bit about the vaccination effort here in California. How are things going, and are counties sort of in line with what the governor is asking us to do, or taking their own path?
Yeah, kind of good news in California in that in parts of the Bay Area now, it's really loosening up. Anyone who's 50 or over can get the COVID vaccine right away. And by the way, in San Francisco, anyone who's HIV positive or considered obese, it's really starting to loosen up. In four counties, Contra Costa and Solano included, have lowered their age requirement to 50. So this is going to be, I think, a game changer. The governor says almost 2 million vaccines coming in this week. There are now slots opening up. Some counties, like Riverside, have more vaccines available than they have people to take them. So the governor's saying by May, everyone in California is going to be vaccinated. And, we've had more than 15 million doses administered in the state, which is more than, I think he said, six countries. At this point, California's vaccination rate is going very, very well. So looks like people will be able to get them now easier in California, especially in the Bay Area and Solano County.
It is tough, though, because it's not sort of standardized. It's there can be a neighboring county that's allowing people who are 50 and up to get it, and another that's still at 60.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And it's frustrating for people. As you said, Contra Costa, Solano, yes. I'm in Alameda County, no. The fact is, though, you can go on the myterm.ca.gov site,
right,
and check out. There are a lot of available locations, and I think that's the best place for people all over the state to go to look and see where they can get a vaccination slot.
Yep, it's a good one. We can't wait to get vaccinated. Thanks so much, Carla. Okay. We appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks.
Bye. That is Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter.